This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Anthony McGill is the principal clarinetist of the New York Philharmonic, and he's also an alumnus of Interlochen Arts Camp and Interlochen Arts Academy. Anthony and his brother Demare, who's principal flutist of the Seattle Symphony and an Interlochen Camp alum, have just released a new album together called Winged Creatures. Anthony McGill joins us today to talk about the new album. Hi, Anthony. Welcome back to Classical IPR.
Thanks.
Now, you and your brother have just started recording together in the last couple of years. This is your second album collaboration. What made the two of you decide to start recording together?
Well, we've always played together since we were like kids. And so when we first got the opportunity to start doing this, you know, we jumped at the chance. I mean, there's no way we could say no to actually being able to do this. And we've performed together many times, but to be able to like put something down on a recording is really special because, you know, you don't get that many opportunities to do so professionally within a great label like Sadie Records.
So when you were kids, did you ever think you'd end up working together like this? I mean, part of it's that there's not a ton of music out there for the flute and the clarinet, right?
Right, exactly. I think it's really cool because we would do concerts and a couple of the pieces on this newest recording, actually, we performed when we were teenagers and when we were younger. So I guess we could have imagined it, but we didn't know it was going to actually happen. So, you know, it's a really great opportunity to be able to actually record together with a great label. So this is a really special thing for us.
So the Donizetti Sinfonia Concertante and the Saint-Saëns Tarantella, you two have been playing together for a long time.
Exactly. Those pieces, I mean, we've played them with orchestra, we've played them with piano. And this was, you know, for the last 25 years or so, we've been playing the Saint-Saëns Tarantelle. And so it's really great to be able to record them and to perform them again with our old youth orchestra.
And both on your last album, your most recent album, and this album, there are world premieres of works that were written specifically for you and Demare to play. So we'd really love for you to take us through the two world premiere pieces on this album. Let's start with Winged Creatures, which is also the name of the entire album. Tell us about how this work came about.
Yeah, this work was commissioned by Sadie Records, and we were talking to Jim Ginsberg, the founder of the label, about what to do next. What's going to be our next project? What's going to be our next thing? And he had a wonderful, they're based out of Chicago, and of course we were born in Chicago and raised, and he had a wonderful idea that we involve our old youth orchestra, Chicago Youth Symphony, and somehow they agreed to it, which is really awesome. And so then the next step is, okay, so who is going to compose the piece? So a couple emails back and forth, like suggesting different people. And someone, I think Jim mentioned Michael Abels, and we were like, oh, that's really cool. That's a great idea. You know, we like his music. And we discovered that he had written a piece for my brother and I, like many years before, like when we were 15 or 16 or something, and called Sibling Rivalry, actually. And so we were like, this would be a great idea. Like, let's see if he's willing to do it because he's really busy. And so he did. So that's how it kind of started. It's really beautiful. He describes like a butterfly flying in the air and butterflies. And he uses the instruments in such a active, beautiful way, energetic way. And it's frankly just really gorgeous. The sonorities, the sounds, the harmonies that he uses, the textures that he gets with the orchestra. It's pretty awesome. And how he uses the instruments back and forth, like wings flying through the air. It's like one time the flute is taking over melody, and then the next time I kind of fly in and take over the melody as well. And we play with each other within the piece like that, and it's just really awesome.
Well, let's listen to Winged Creatures, a piece by Michael Abels, written for and featuring our guest clarinetist Anthony McGill and his brother flutist Damari McGill, along with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and conductor Alan Tinkham.
Thank you.
Winged Creatures by Michael Abels, featuring our guest, clarinetist Anthony McGill, and his brother, flutist Damari McGill, performing with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and conductor Alan Tinkham on a new album, also called Winged Creatures, on the City label. Anthony, both you and Damari are alumni not only of Interlochen, of course, but also of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, who are joining you on this album. What's it like playing with this ensemble again as a grown-up?
It's actually really amazing to go back and play with this group, the Chicago Youth Symphony, because I'm thinking the time has gone by really quickly, and I shouldn't be much older than these kids, but I am, and it's literally been like 25 years or something or more, and actually more, and to hear them play, and they sound so great, and to be able to think that I had my early training in orchestra playing with this group is just pretty spectacular. So it's really just an honor, and it's a really special thing for us to go back together and play with the orchestra as well. Because my first experience in the orchestra, my brother was in the orchestra. He was 4 years older than me. So he was kind of on his way out to graduate and go to Curtis, and I was like the young kid on the block. But I got to perform with my brother in that orchestra when I was very young. We got to go to a tour of Japan, and we got to play Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony together and a bunch of other pieces. I was you know, basically Damari's little brother was my name at the time. So it's pretty cool to be up there and think about all those years ago when I barely knew how to play the clarinet. I'd been playing for a few years, of course. But we got to play such great things and learn so much. And those early years are so important for musical growth. Also for learning to love music. That's where it happened. That's where you either you fall in love with music or you're like, okay, I don't want to do this, you know, at that age.
Well, now we're going to turn to the other work that was written specifically for you and Damari and given its world premiere on this album, Joel Puckett's Concerto Duo. Tell us a little bit about the movements of this work.
Yeah, so the exciting part about this piece, it starts off with like a tribute to kind of roller coasters and in America, kind of like this loud crashing thing, this like thing that you think about your childhood. You think about going to amusement parks and being excited by that. So it's like really like exciting, like a lot of crashing sounds and kind of like rock music and beats and exciting, fast, high stuff with the flute and clarinet. And, you know, actually what's interesting is that the other movements are quite tender. Some of the slow movements are quite tender, lullabies and things like this, because Joel wrote the piece thinking about family and thinking about some of the traditions that his family had and some of the lullabies that he's passed on from his grandmother and to his children. And I think it's really touching in that way as it goes on. And so there are different moments that you go from kind of this wild, crazy ride, and that can be kind of described of what it's also like having a child, a young child, or being a young child. It's wild and it's crazy. And then there are these kind of poignant moments where you hear the love and you're trying to get someone to sleep or you're falling asleep and these sorts of phrases that you'll hear throughout the piece. And then it gets exciting and wild and crazy again and really challenging. You can hear a lot of the excitement in the instruments and in the orchestra playing. It's a really full, thick orchestral work as well. So the orchestra has a really prominent part in this piece.
Yeah, Joel Puckett has said that he's depicting toddlers at their screaming and crabby and stomping stages as well as at their sweet sleeping stages as well. But I'm sure you and your brother were never toddlers like that.
Never. I mean, I had a clarinet in my mouth at age 3, so I was quiet and well-behaved. No, I'm kidding.
We'll call your folks and verify
yes,
that.
Yes, please
after,
don't.
After this interview.
Please don't.
Okay, which movement from this piece should we listen to today?
I think you should start off with the first movement.
which we should say is called the Great American Scream Machine.
Yes.
And you mentioned the sort of roller coaster sound in this. What else should we listen for in this particular movement?
There are also the screams. You can actually hear the loud, high voices of the flute and clarinet. And it's like, that's the example of that. But also there's some relaxation in it as well. So I think it's the fast rhythms, the exciting textures in the orchestra, the very fast technical licks that the flute and clarinet are going back and forth from each other, communicating, kind of sometimes fighting with each other, but you know, coming together in the end. So there's a lot of exciting textures and the different dynamics. So super loud playing, super soft playing. A lot of this stuff is in this first movement.
Well, here is the Great American Scream Machine, the first movement from the Concerto Duo by Joel Puckett, featuring our guest, clarinetist Anthony McGill, and his brother, flutist Damari McGill, along with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and conductor Alan Tinkham.
Thank you.
That movement's called the Great American Scream Machine. It's from the concerto duo by Joel Puckett, the world premiere recording featuring our guest, clarinetist Anthony McGill, his brother, flutist Damari McGill, and the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, of which they're both alumni, and conductor Alan Tinkham. Anthony, what are you working on next, either by yourself or with your brother?
Well, my brother and I will be premiering a new piece in December by Tyshawn Sori, and it's a trio for our trio, the McGill-McHale Trio with Michael McHale piano. And so that's going to be really exciting. That's our next project. And we have a couple other projects in the works with composers over the next year or so. We'll be introducing some new works to the repertoire, working with new composers. So we're still doing new things, and it's really, really exciting. And on a personal front, I've been appointed the artistic director of the Music Advancement Program at Juilliard, which is a Saturday prep program in New York, reaching underserved communities. And so I'm really excited to do that. It's kind of going back to my Chicago roots, and a Saturday program I started at that was similar. So we're going to be doing that at Juilliard in addition to my New York Philharmonic responsibilities. So a lot of exciting things going on right now.
The new album is called Winged Creatures, featuring the siblings, flutist Damari McGill and clarinetist Anthony McGill. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today here at Classical IPR Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much.